News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Lack of action on water charges 7 years after a special committee decided that there should be some progress. It has been described as disappointing, according to the former independent Senator Padraig O'Cade, who was the man who chaired the Committee on the Future Funding of Domestic Water in 2017. Has anything happened since we have installed water meters, Padraig?
Hi, good morning, Jonathan. Quite frankly, as far as I can see, very, very little has happened other than the government pouring more and more money into Irish water. Like in 2023, they provided funding of just north of 1.5 billion to Irish water in relation to supporting the company to actually go and develop services and provide better services. But in actual fact, in relation to the area of polluter pays principle, that does not seem to have happened at all. That's been totally ignored.
So even if you have a water meter that has been installed and you leave the tap running 24/7, nothing is going to happen to you?
That's my understanding of it. And that was a very important point that the committee you referred to earlier put in their report, which was obviously went to cabinet, went to government and was adopted and accepted by government and the Dáil and the Shannon back a number of years ago at this stage, about 7 years ago. So no, as far as I'm aware, nothing has happened. The other thing, Jonathan, is that the cost of actually, I suppose, sanitising or making the water suitable for public use is very, very expensive. And therefore, wastage of that is a huge, huge expense. So it is a huge cost to the Exchequer and to the Irish public.
Okay. There is a governmental paralysis. They don't want to touch this. I mean, we were talking earlier on about trying to win votes ahead of the general, the local and the European elections. If they've popped their head up now and said, we're going to introduce some form of water charges, presumably they're terrified it's going to cost them votes.
Yeah, that'll probably not. If it didn't happen in the past 7 years, it's not going to happen in the next 6 months. So I actually don't see anything like that happening. But having said that, quite frankly, the government have actually done their job from my perspective in relation to the amount of funding they've been given Irish Water. I said earlier they give 2023 budget, Dara O'Brien gave 1.5 billion to Irish Water, which is very significant funding. It's over 5 billion over the past since 2020 or so. So very vast amounts of money have been given to Irish Water to give them the resources to actually go and do the work that's needed to be done. And in fairness, in some cases, they have made significant progress because the standard of water pipes and so on in Ireland, the infrastructure just was damn near non-existent.
Well, there's large parts of Cork City right now that has brown stuff coming out of the taps and they can't tell us when it's going to be fixed. So there is ongoing issues as well.
I agree 100% with you. There are ongoing issues and boil water noses and so on and so forth. They're all over the country, quite frankly.
Briefly, Padraig, one of the things that was supposed to happen with water meters, and we know they're only half installed in the end, was that they'd be able to drive along and they'd be able to pull data out of the water meters to find out who was using excessive amounts of water. Do we even know at this point whether they're checking those meters? Is anything being done with them at all? Or are they just sitting in the ground and rotting?
The straight answer is we don't know. We don't know, but the committee decided back in the day, the committee that you've referred to earlier that I chaired, we decided that we would keep the water meters in there and we'd ask Irish Water to install meters in every other place that there wasn't meters in for that very reason, so that we do have the data, we do have the information in relation to water use. And also, that would help in relation to polluter pays. There's also another issue, Dara, I was just looking at the accounts there for 2022. Irish Water, which is great in a way, they made a profit of 253 million in that year. And yet, in rural areas, you mentioned Cork, for example. Cork is a good example. In rural areas of Cork and so on, in order for somebody to build a house, in some cases, they have to pay in the region of 50, 60,000 euros to Irish Water to get a connection.
Exactly. And that's before you even put a block in the ground. We'll leave it there. Padraig O'Cade, who was chair of that committee many years ago, make the point, no progress is being made on charging those who use too much water, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk. Not like